This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin, the college football situation is that I'm expecting a mass exodus from bowl games. And I'm wondering if it's going to be an even bigger exodus than typical as more and more players start to skip their bowl games. Connor Williams is skipping his bowl game with Texas.
Right.
Now, is that a meaningful bowl game?
Nope.
I think to Texas fans.
Yeah, it's the first bowl game they've been in like 4 years.
Yeah, so. I think it means something to them. But for him, I mean, this is a player. This is a dude that expects to be in the NFL draft. He does not want to hurt his status in the NFL draft. Josh Rosen is not playing in his bowl game. He's injured, though, right?
Is he? Because the prevailing wisdom is that he magically got injured against USC and nobody really saw it, and they thought it was a big cover story. So I don't know. Like, I get it. It doesn't matter. But me personally, I would knock that off your stock a little bit if I thought you quit on your team. And I think that the kid from Texas and Rosen are quitting on their teams.
Really?
I do.
Man, that is fascinating because I am on the other boat where I feel like they are protecting their stock for the draft and they are saying, I don't want to be injured going into my first game for you guys. I want to be in my best situation for the NFL.
You don't believe that part, do you?
I think it's a combination of selfishness, but selfishness is a business decision.
No, and look, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't understand that concept. I just don't think they do it so they'll be healthy for their team. They'll do it so their draft stock looks better and they get the most money and they can quickly move to that second contract. If that's what you're saying, then, dude, I totally get that. It doesn't mean I agree with it, though, but I understand it. I promise I understand it. You can always roll out the clip of Jalen Smith. I get that, too. I understand it's a business decision. It's just not a business decision that I happen to agree with.
The other thing I wanted to discuss here with you, Kevin, is we talked about Saturday being a huge Saturday.
Oh, my God. 8 of the top 10 teams are playing each other.
Saturday, Kevin and I are doing the Santa Run with My Possibilities at Toyota Stadium, and that goes until about noon. But then right after that, I mean, the game started like 11:30.
Yep.
Then or 11 o'clock, then 11:30. Then there's games all day long. Which game this weekend is the biggest, the most meaningful college football game as far as the college football playoff is concerned? Which one of these will make the biggest difference? Because I think for OU TCU, if OU wins, they could be in. That's fine. But if TCU wins, I don't think they're necessarily in. And that stinks for that program because, man, wouldn't we love to see a championship for DFW area? You know, that would be awesome to be able to celebrate that here in the DFW. But I don't think that's as meaningful because I think there are other games that have that more pieces start to fall if one team wins or loses.
I think that's definitely important. I'm going to go with the Wisconsin-Ohio State game, though, because I think that's the pivot game that can change a lot of stuff. Although I see your point about Oklahoma as well, because basically whoever wins the SEC championship game, okay, they're going to be in. And prevailing wisdom is that some people think the ACC is whoever wins gets in. I don't know if I entirely agree with that. But if Clemson wins, they're in. The thought is that if Oklahoma wins, they're in. We'll see. And then I think if Wisconsin wins.
You just want to hate on Oklahoma.
No. It's not that.
I think it's a personal thing. And it's a personal attack at me.
What?
And Jeff Kavanaugh.
Okay, well, come on. I have nothing to say about that. So, no, it's not a personal attack against Oklahoma. I just know that the committee usually doesn't seem to think much of the Big 12. And so I would be fascinated here because here's what I'll throw out. Let's say that Auburn throttles Georgia again. So now Auburn is clearly playing the best football of any team in the country. And so they're going to be in. And you're going to tell me that a one-loss Alabama team that has been the number one team all year long and lost on the road to the hottest team in football is automatically out? I don't think that that's the case. I guess we'll learn a lot tonight when you see if Alabama's positioned at five or whatever. I just don't think that everyone should assume that because Alabama lost a road game against their rival who's playing better football than anyone, that they're out, especially when the committee has not shown a lot of love to the Big 12 over the years.
I will say, yes, make sure you're listening to the Ben and Skin Show and the KNC Masterpiece tonight because they will have updated information on the college football playoff situation. And yes, I was told, Kevin, that we were supposed to work a double today. So we're supposed to work this morning and tonight, but I'm not sure if that's true.
See you there.
Speaking of double, though, we do have the double header, the SEC championship followed by the Big Ten championship.
I just told you, I think that is the most scale tipping game there is because people were asking about TCU. All right, if you wanted your 18 playoff, ta-da, you get it this week. Because like I said, 8 of the top 10 are playing. Now, Penn State, they're out. All right, they're not going to be part of the conversation. Alabama's not playing, but I still think they're in the mix. So let's say you assume Clemson, Miami, whoever wins, they'll get in because they'll get in ahead of TCU because Miami's ranked higher than TCU.
If Ohio State loses, is that bad for OU?
Yeah.
That's one of the wins they hang their hat on, isn't it?
No, I agree. But the fact that OSU or Ohio State has moved all the way back into the top 10, I think that mitigates that. And they got to the conference championship. If you get the conference championship, you're good enough. So let's say Clemson, Miami. Whoever wins that game, they're in. Whoever wins the SEC championship game, they're in. All right? So that gives you two. Let's just say two for now. We'll get to the Big 12 in a second. Well, in that scenario, then, I think whoever wins the Big Ten championship would probably get in, even if it's Ohio State, because the problem for TCU is Ohio State's two spots ahead of TCU. And if TCU beats Oklahoma, that's not going to overthrow Ohio State beating Wisconsin, unless TCU wins by 35 points. So that puts three teams in. And once again, you're telling me you're going to take one-loss Alabama over two-loss TCU? There is no chance in hell that that happens. So, I hate to say this. I'm not anti-TCU. I think Gary Patterson's the best, and the fact that he's now rumored to be linked to the A&M job if they don't get Jimbo Fisher, I think that's fantastic.
Man, he's not
I think
going
you
anywhere.
Love to say it.
He's not going anywhere.
I know. I don't either.
We talked about that with Broadus during Peace-a-thon.
Yeah, no. I would never leave there.
Like Seth Luttrell, it's sad because he's having a good season with UNT, but what's likely going to happen is he'll get plucked.
No, sure.
But Patterson has built everything he wants.
He just signed an extension through 2024. I'm just saying, that's going to be your problem. So unless TCU beats Oklahoma by 35 points, I don't think there is a path for them to get into the top four.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.